Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Council, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Pat Council, and you're listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. This is a great day for you to really bask in your magnificence, because if you can recognize your magnificence, accept your magnificence, then you're going to be magnificent. That's what doing life with power is all about. With that being said, we are going to talk about how you stick to your workout. So this is a real Tone It Up Tuesday, where we're going to talk about how to tone it up. Now, of course, our Tone It Up Tuesdays, we talk about toning up everything, not just your body, but your mind, your spirit, and really fine tuning your emotions so that they're healthy. So we talk about toning it all up on Tone It Up Tuesday. But today, Tone It Up Tuesday is really all about the physical, and not just the physical body, but your physical environment and just anything that's physical, you know, touchable, tangible. But today we're going to talk about the body. Okay. So here's the thing. How do you stick to your workout? Now, we're about to go into the month of June, and everybody wants to be in shape because it's time to go to the beach. It's time to go to the pool. It's time to take off some clothes, right? Okay, not all of them, but to take off some clothes so that you guys can actually, let loose, be footloose, fancy free. Do people still say that? Does that make me sound like a true Southerner? All right, whatever. It is what it is. But the thing is that you want to find a new way to stick to your workout if you haven't been sticking to your workout. Because even though June is right around the corner, there's still time to tighten things up, right? Tighten it up, tone it up as best as you can. So we're going to talk about how do we do that? What do we have to do to make sure that we stay the course? Now, this isn't just about summertime and taking off more clothes. This is about taking care of your body, having the best health that you could possibly have. So what do we do, or what do we need to do to actually make sure that we stick to that? Now, because I have to tell you, there's a commercial that comes on television, and it's produced by Dairy Queen. And Dairy Queen is by far one of my favorite places to go for ice cream because they have the Blizzard. I love the Blizzard at Dairy Queen. And should I say I love it? Okay, I don't really love it. Okay, but it's so good. And I have not had a Blizzard in, it's probably been a couple of years since I've had a Dairy Queen Blizzard. And now they have this commercial where they're showing all of these new flavors that they have. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, man, this looks so delicious. And I actually want to go and get a Blizzard. Dairy Queen is not that far from where I live. And okay, it's a little far, but not too far for me to get in my car, go there, and take 20 minutes just to go get a Blizzard. But the point is that looking at that makes me want to go get the Blizzard. And of course, the Blizzard, the new ones, I know they're just jam-packed with calories that I don't need. So how do you stick to things when you have all this temptation around you? How do you stick to your workouts when you wake up and you don't feel like doing it? How do you really just stay the course so that you can finally get to where it is you want to be. Well, I think that we follow through on things we are passionate about. So you want to be passionate, you know, rev up your passion about your fitness, about your body, about this physical person that you carry around everywhere, that your spirit, that houses your spirit. So, you know, find a way to be more passionate. And of course, the best way to fuel your passion for anything is to increase your desire to achieve. When I was looking at that Dairy Queen commercial, one of the things that it did, what is it kind of revved up my desire to have some delicious ice cream, okay, with stuff in it, okay, with chocolate stuff and peanut butter cups and all of this deliciousness in it. And they even have one that's like cheesecake flavor with little cheesecake stuff in it. Delicious. And the more I think about it, the more I talk about it, guess what I'm doing? I am revving up my desire to achieve the goal of going and getting a blizzard. Now, of course, I'm not going to get a blizzard, at least not today. And I don't want to get a blizzard. And so I'm not going to continue to fuel that desire. However, if I want to stay the course with my workouts, then what I need to do is kind of connect, let's say, connect the desire for the blizzard to my workout. In other words, see myself eating this blizzard and being more bloated than ever, or see myself not eating the blizzard and working out and improving on my health. So you want to do what it takes to increase your desire. And I'm going to share three strategies that you can use to get on track and to stay on track. Okay. Now, one of the ways that you increase your desire is by accepting that you are designed to win. And when you can accept that you're designed to win, now you are going to put your attention on winning. So how do we do all of this? How do we rev up our desire so that it fuels our passion and we become super passionate about our fitness, about where we're headed and what we're doing? Many of you know that I will be, my plan is to run the 10K, Marine Corps 10K race in again this year. And when I run that race, I want to beat my time. In order to beat that time, I have got to become more physically fit. So there is a focus to become more physically fit in order to achieve a certain result, or the end result, meaning to shave 2 to 3 minutes off of my running time. So how do I do this? How do I keep myself focused? How do you stay focused? How do you become more passionate about working out? First of all, before I start giving you these three strategies, I want to say this. A lot of times we speak against our desire. We speak against our passion. And as a result, we're putting the fire out. In other words, when you get ready to go to the gym, do you say something like, "Oh, all right, let me go to this gym. Oh, I hate working out. Oh." I mean, do you do that? And if you're doing that, you're speaking against your desire. And especially if you put the behind it, the moaning and the groaning, or you groan about it behind that, when you're doing that, that's the kind of emotion. You're putting even more emphasis on the fact that you absolutely hate working out and you absolutely hate going to the gym. So when you do that, now you are actually fueling that desire to not work out, to not stay the course. Because the reality of it is, you know, our bodies does not want to deal with anything that's painful. Our mind certainly will not talk you into doing something that you don't want to do. Your mind is going to chime in with you when you say, "Ugh, this workout, I hate it. Okay, let me get up and do this." On the other hand, if you want to stay on track or get back on track, then what you have to do is shift all of that. As I said, I thought about the blizzard, and right now, as I'm talking to you, would I like to have a delicious blizzard sitting in front of me so you guys can hear me slurping down ice cream? And you don't really slurp it. You kind of spoon it because it's really thick. And okay, there it is. enough. So the point is that instead of me doing that, then what I need to do is I need to shift my attention towards what I really want, what I desire to achieve. And desire is a big deal when it comes to staying on track, because once again, desire fuels your passion. The more passionate you are about something, the more you are likely to stay the course until you get it. And so what I have to do is take my desire and stop romanticizing this blizzard and start romanticizing exercising, start romanticizing how I'm going to feel when I cross that finish line. And after the 10K race, and I look at that clock and I see, wow, I beat my time by 3 minutes. Okay, I'm going for the max. 3 minutes. So, and or more. Oh man, I shocked myself. So, you know, I am kind of revving up my desire to achieve. So how do you do this? And how do you stay on track? Well, here's the first thing. The first thing is you want to visualize your goal with music. You could see yourself in an exercise video being super fit. You can see yourself, as I see myself, running faster than ever when I run that 10K and just running it with the greatest of ease. So you can see yourself doing this and not making it difficult in your own mind. And you have music that supports that, because there's something about music and the right type of music. Don't get me wrong. Not the music where they're cursing and calling people names and they're so angry, you know, and I'm like, wow, really? I could get you some stuff to be angry about. There's so many other things. If you grew up like the people before my time, now they had something to be angry about. So anyway, back on track here. But the point is, visualize it with the kind of music that allows your brain to connect to what you're visualizing. Okay, so you want to get instrumental type music that calms you or it excites you. Either one. Okay, and visualize it. Or if you're going to have music with words, then you want to get one that really revs you up. Okay, but music that talks about your strength. And this is an oldie but goodie, but the Eye of the Tiger. I mean, the music behind it is awesome. And you can get that in instrumental form, but if that doesn't excite you, I don't know what will. And so you want to visualize with music. Back to the whole blizzard thing, the Dairy Queen blizzard, as an example. If you watch the commercial as they start to romanticize it and they slowly turn the ice cream with the spoon, and what you hear is nice music in the background. So you feel calm and you can actually see yourself eating this delicious blizzard, right? So the same will work for you when it comes to your physical fitness. So you want to visualize with music. The second one is accept that it's done. When it comes to any goal, and right now we're talking about your fitness goals, then you want to walk and act like you're fit. And if you say, huh? No, walk and act like you're fit, because the object of the game in life is to see it, to feel it, and then be it. That is the object of the game. So you want to walk and act like you're just super fit, and do what fit people do. You know, fit people are very picky about what they eat. They're very picky about what they put in their body. They're very picky about just when they work out and how long they work out. So you want to become picky also. We live in a society where we downplay fitness in a sense. We downplay it, but at the same time, we play it up the first few months of the year by encouraging everyone to join a gym and to get physically fit. And they show these gorgeous bodies in the different commercials and the flyers and the magazines. And then at the same time in our society, we say, you know, It's okay to be you. If this is who you are, it's who you are. You know what? If that's who you are, a person who's not physically fit, who's not taking care of their health, that's not the real you. Okay, because if I have this thought that if I were born a certain way, in other words, if I were born healthy or even reasonably healthy, then I'm supposed to maintain that. I'm not supposed to give into the idea that, oh, wait, because we're going to get older or because time changes and, you know, that it's okay. And the whole body shaming thing. No, it isn't about body shaming a person. But honestly speaking, you want to take care of your health and not make it okay. You personally, no one has the right to judge you. Okay. But you personally, you don't want to make it okay for you to not be your very best mentally, emotionally, physically, and you're already perfect spiritually, but you have to strengthen it. So don't make it okay. Don't make it that easy for yourself. Accept that it's done. See the most, your most magnificent self coming through, because that's who you are. Now that's the real you. So accept that it's done. Walk and act like you're fit. And of course, do what fit people do. And now the third strategy I have is, you want to reinforce your desire to achieve by affirming your good health. And a part of affirmation includes feeling it. So you want to affirm it and you want to feel it. When you can feel something, it revs up your desire. Because the more we feel something, it's kind of like a person, if you go out on a date and you guys hit it off and all of a sudden you're liking this guy. Or if you're a guy, you're liking this girl. So you are feeling that. So your desire has now revved up because you want to be in that person's space even more. You want that person to be around you, right? So if you want that person to be around you and to really connect with you, what are you going to do? Your desire is revved up. You're going to go after that person, okay? You're going to be charming. You're going to be kind. You're going to be loving. You're going to do what you need to do in order to be in that person's space, right? Because you desire to be connected with that person. So you want to reinforce your desire by to achieve that fitness goal by affirming your good health and feeling it, okay? Desire to be healthy, desire to be fit. Now, I always have to put a little caveat in there. This isn't about you being super skinny. This isn't about you wanting to look like a 6 foot tall model who probably weighs maybe 100 pounds. Okay, that's like really skinny, but you get my point. The point that I'm making is that it's not about you looking at your body and not liking it and not falling in love with your body as it is. Okay. It's about you loving where you are today, but having a vision of where you want to be tomorrow. Okay. Because if you're not as fit as you can be, okay, or reasonably fit, okay, because you're working on it. If you're just totally ignoring your amazing body, your physical self, then yeah, you want to do something about that. And so if you say, you know, I really want to do something about it, but I always get off track. Hey, listen, preaching to the choir. Sometimes I start working, and which is why I have to actually squeeze exercise in the morning. And I go out maybe and go for a walk in later in the evening. But the reality of it is if I start working before I start working out, yeah, chances of me getting that workout in, not good, because I like what I do. And when I'm in front of my computer or if I'm writing, you know, I am lost in that. But you know what? I have to reinforce my desire to be healthy. I have to reinforce my desire to be and stay physically fit. So I have to reinforce that desire, and I have to romanticize it to the point where before I even sit down to work or start working, I'm actually going to get out there and, hey, get things going. So you want to reinforce your desire to achieve by affirming your good health. You know, when the way I talked about the blizzard, you know, in the beginning of this podcast, You heard how I talked about the how delicious, and they have the cheesecake flavor, the cotton candy flavor, and they twirl the creamy ice cream around with the spoon as they mix all of the delicious chocolate and peanut butter covered chocolate Reese's and candies in there. They mix it all, and it's so delicious. So, you know, when I talk about that, what am I doing? I'm seeing this succulent, delicious, creamy, frosty ice cream, right? And with all of my favorite things in it. So, and so I'm reinforcing my desire to get a Blizzard. But if I do the exact same thing for my physical self, then I'm reinforcing my desire to achieve my fitness goals. And when I talk about it, then I'm affirming my good health. And when I talk about it in a romantic sense, because you're imagining where you're going to be, what you're going to look like. And when I'm doing all of that, now I'm feeling it. So when I'm feeling it, I'm going to stay on track. Now, the thing about this is you have to do this every day. Okay. And one day it kicks in. And even when it kicks in, you still have to reinforce that again and again and again. You still do it and you get it done. So keeping the desire to achieve your goals, your fitness goals, or any goal for that matter, will help you self-correct. So even if you get off track for a moment, you're going to get back on track by making sure that you reinforce your desire, because your desire is going to fuel your passion. And so when you can keep your passion fueled, then you are hot for exercising. Your vibrations are way up. You are excited about it. You are ready to go make it happen. And you see it as already being done. So visualize the music. So you want to pretend you're in a music, an exercise video or something. Number two was accept that it's done. Walk and act like you're fit. And number three was reinforce your desire to achieve by affirming your good health and feeling it. Remember, affirmations work when you put emotion behind it. And this becomes a desire that really fuels your passion beyond probably what you could imagine. And now you see yourself as a super fit person, and you're going to become this super fit person. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on this Tone It Up Tuesday. This is just kind of great information, or more information, to help you to just be your most magnificent self. So I want you to enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday. What is your desire for your physical fitness? You know, identify it, and before you know it, you will be achieving on a level that amazes you. Hey, that's all I have for you today. Do life with power and be magnificent.